Ron, I want to take a couple of minutes. With this warm weather that we experienced so early, did that bring on insects earlier than normal?
Most definitely. We can track insect development by use of the daily temperatures. It's something in what we call degree days. And what we realize is that because of the warm temperatures, we're anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks ahead of schedule compared to what we would be on a normal year.
Give us an idea of some of the insects that you're already seeing.
Well, the one that we hit first in terms of having to, tell growers about is with alfalfa. And the insect in question is the alfalfa weevil. We've always used temperatures starting with January 1 with these degree days to determine when those alfalfa weevils would become active, when they would lay their eggs, and then when the larvae would start feeding and start causing injury. Normally that's sometime, in mid-April. What we saw this past year or the previous few months is that we've had enough warm weather that we put out a notice to growers 2 weeks ago that in southern Ohio they were probably feeding already, and that by now the entire state needs to be on the lookout for this alfalfa weevil and the larvae of them on alfalfa. And again, that's 3 to 4 weeks ahead of schedule.
Ron, the temperatures have cooled off here in the past few days. Is that going to help us out any?
Well, it won't help us out any in terms of any mortality or anything else like that. We've had some days, some evenings, should I say, that, got below 32, we had a freeze, but that was only for, hours at most. We didn't have it for the whole day, and insects have a pretty good capability of surviving short-term freezes like that. Now, what it does do is the rate of which the insects were growing has slowed down. But unlike other years where they might not have even been here yet, they're out there. So basically what it's doing is slowing things down just a little bit.
I want to ask, with this warm weather, the weeds have certainly taken off as well. Does that mean some increased insect activity or different species?
Well, I'll tell you, it does with one insect that we're concerned with, and that'll be in corn, and that's for the black cutworm. The black cutworm is an insect. The adults come up here from southern states, perhaps Tennessee, Kentucky, and actually they usually get here sometime in mid to late April. Well, because it's been warm down there, they have also come up, they're already being collected in Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio also. So those adults are already flying. And our problem when it comes to the weeds is that these adults are attracted to various weeds that are in our fields, mainly the especially the no-till fields where there hasn't been fall weed control or there's heavy weed growth. They're especially attracted to a chickweed, for instance. Now, what will happen is when we go in there and we plant the corn and when we kill the weeds with a herbicide, any of those larvae that are hatched out and feeding on the weeds, when the weeds start to die off, they will move to whatever else is available. And in a normal year, that would be the corn. And then they would start causing significant injury to the corn. Now, our problem is we have a lot of weed growth out there. So not saying that we have more adult cutworms out there, the moths, but we have better areas for them to be attracted to and to get an initial survival up. Now, what will happen here is when we get the corn planted, my concern is the corn will still be relative late to what's happening now with the cutworms being up here. And when we do get the corn planted over the next perhaps 2 to 3 weeks throughout the rest of April and it starts growing, those cutworm larvae are going to be a fairly good size and can cause damage very quickly. So it's going to have to take real close monitoring in terms of where we have, weedy fields and where people have had problems before with them to make sure it isn't a lot worse this year.
Ron, are there any other insects that are on your radar screen right now that we need to be cognizant of?
Well, the main ones that we deal with in the spring, we deal with bean leaf beetles on slugs. We deal with corn flea beetles on corn, cereal leaf beetle on wheat and oats, and also we pay a lot of attention to slugs. not an insect, but still a pest in on no-till field crops like corn and soybeans. The thing about all of these examples that I just mentioned is they're all out earlier than normal. Now, you might not have more of them, but at the timing between when that crop gets planted and they start to emerge, if that emergence occurs a little bit later, you know, farther down the road, like perhaps in later April, early May, a lot of these insects are going to already have been out there and are just waiting for a good buffet to be set out before them. So, you know, it isn't that we have going to have more of them, but I think that that relationship between the plant growth stage and the presence of the insect is going to be more critical and take a lot more scouting to make sure that we aren't caught with a lot more damage than we want to be.
So how often should we be out there walking those fields?
Well, to be honest with you, being that we take an integrated pest management or IPM philosophy, and our primary thing is scout, 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 we feel that you should actually have an idea of what's happening out there right now by either going out to your fields or reading our newsletters, like the corn newsletter, even newsletters in nearby states to see what's happening. But as soon as you start planting and those things start emerging, you really need to be checking those fields right at that time. Because like I said, there's a possibility that as soon as those things start to emerge, those insects are going to hit them real quick. And especially on soybeans, because their growing point actually comes up above the ground in the cotyledon, they can get hit really hard. The corn, we have a little bit more flexibility in timing because that growing point is below ground for a while. But, you know, both of those crops need to be looked at as soon as they start coming out of the ground so that we can hit them with something, an insecticide or a bait in terms of slugs, if the injury or feeding starts to occur real early on this year.
All right. Ron, anything else about insect activity right now that you'd like to mention?
Well, basically, that's it. It's because of the warm weather, it's definitely a spring that we have to be a lot more aware of potential problems. And again, we don't think a lot of this is going to require, say, a lot of preventive type things, because in most years, we don't really have the problems most of the time anyway. But because of that concern with real small plants when the insects are first going to be there, we got to just be a lot more, aware of what could be happening and make sure we're observing that and catching it before it gets bad rather than, 2 weeks after the fact.